We know that the focal point of the temple of the Beis HaMikdash, the most important part of the Beis HaMikdash, was the Ark of the Covenant, the Oren Bris Hashem, the Holy Ark, the golden ark with the cherubs on it, within which were the tablets that Moshe brought from Sinai. The Holy Ark was the focal point, as the Ramban explains at the beginning of Parshas Truma. Nachmanides says that this is why it's the first thing that God said to build. Before he even spoke about building anything else, he said to build the ark, because the Mokei Menuchas HaShechina, the place upon which God's essential being rests, was the Ark of the Covenant. And we know that the Ark of the Covenant was in the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now listen to these words, what the Rambam writes, Maimonides, what the Rambam writes at the beginning of the fourth chapter of the Laws of the Temple. Listen to this. The Rambam says that in the Holy of Holies there was a stone, which we know, of course, is the Evan Shtia, the foundation stone from which the world was created. There was a stone in the western portion of the Holy of Holies upon which the Ark was placed. In the Holy of Holies, the Ark was placed on a stone. And then the Rambam continues as follows. When King Solomon constructed the Beis HaMikdash, he knew that it would ultimately be destroyed. And he constructed a place for the Ark to be entombed below the Holy of Holies in deep maze-like tunnels and vaults. Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, he knew that it would ultimately be destroyed. So when he built the first temple, he constructed within Mount Moriah, deep into the mountain, he constructed deep maze-like vaults and tunnels for there to be a place for the Ark to be entombed, to be buried there. And then the Rambam continues, Yoshiyahu HaMelech, King Yoshiyahu, commanded that the Ark be entombed in that chamber which Shlomo HaMelech, which King Solomon had built. And with this, the Rambam, with finality, rules that we should know where is the Ark today, the mystery, so to speak, that the Raiders of the Lost Ark, that many people tried to wonder, where is the Ark today? It's not in some shelf in some warehouse in Washington like it's Raiders of the Lost Ark. It's not like some people think and say that it was brought to Rome. The Rambam says it's buried. King Yoshiyahu, the King Yoshiyahu, in his day brought the Ark to be buried, entombed in the mountain, and it did not return in the Second Temple, of course. We didn't have the Ark in Bais Sheni in the Second Temple. And to this day, it's buried deep in these deep maze-like vaults and tunnels within the bottom of Mount Moriah of the Temple Mount. That's what the Rambam says. But there's a famous question that's asked in the Rambam. Rabbi Yaakov Emden and the Chassam Sofer both ask the question. We know that the Rambam, the Mishneh Torah, is a book of halacha. The Rambam has other books, like the Guide the Perplexed, etc. He has other books that talk about other things. But the Mishneh Torah is a book of laws. It's a book of halacha. It's not regular for the Rambam to give a little historical anecdote. Why did the Rambam have to say this whole thing about that when King Solomon built the temple, he built the maze-like vaults, King Yoshiyahu buried it there, that's where it is now? Why is it relevant? What halachic implication does this have? So these mefarshim, Rabbi Yaakov Emden and Chassam Sofer, answer, it's because the Rambam's shita, the Rambam holds that the sanctity, the kedusha of the Mokum of Har HaBayis, of the Temple Mount, is still in place. The sanctity, the Shechina, is still there completely. And in order to explain that the Shechina is still there, which we know halachically today, there are many implications of the fact that that not only is Jerusalem still the holy city, but the Temple Mount is still has the same sanctity and holiness even though the temple is destroyed. The Rambam holds that the actual Ark was buried in the mountain. Even though it's a machlekes in the Gemara, it's actually a matter of dispute in the Gemara where the Ark was buried. But the Rambam rules halachically that it was buried in the mountain, and that's why the Temple Mount still has the same sanctity to this day. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Emden and the Chassam Sofer say, that what the Rambam wants to do is explain why there's still the same holiness to this day. But the Lubavitch Rebbe said that seemingly that doesn't answer the whole question, because still, why does the Rambam need the whole historical anecdote? He could have just said The ark is buried at the bottom of the temple mount. It's buried under the mountain. Why did he have to say that King Solomon, when he constructed the first temple, he built these deep maze-like vaults, and we need to know that King Yoshio is the one that entombed it over there? What do you need all these extra details for? There's obviously more that the Rambam's trying to teach us. And also, of course, like anything else in Torah, and especially when it comes to the temple, it also must mean something for us in our daily lives today, as we'll learn Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.